Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. On the line with me, y'all know he's my brother for real. It's Jay Maws. Hey, bruh.
Hey, sis. How you doing?
I'm good. It's good to see you back on the road and doing the things that you love to do. I know you've been bombarded.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot on you spiritually, emotionally, and physically when you go through something as traumatic as that. You know, you got to find some strength from somewhere, and I'm hanging on. I'll say it like that. I'm hanging on.
Got it. I know we've heard the story. You talked with Isaac Curry and gave us the full of what went on. But if you could share with our listeners once again who didn't hear the interview and just tell us what actually happened during the house fire.
Oh, my goodness. Last Tuesday, as everybody knows, I'm working on this new record. So I was just in my studio at the lower level of my house, and I heard something outside the door that didn't sound right. And I knew I was there alone, so it just prompted me to get up and go investigate, find out what that was. So when I went out there, I saw one of the electrical outlets and a device that was plugged into it. It wasn't sounding right. You know, it was doing some crackling and sizzling. And I went to try to turn the power off on the electrical panel, but I was obviously too late. So by the time I was coming back to it from the panel to that outlet, it had went up in flames. And of course, I'm like every other black man. We want to be Superman. So I tried to put it out, you know, and blow it out and smother it. And every time I did it, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, God brought me back to my senses, because it was almost like looking at the fire. It was like it was trying to hypnotize me, because it was so beautiful. I mean, it was just the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. And I had to snap out of that. The Lord had to jolt me out of that so I could get back to my senses, get upstairs, try to get out the house. And when I got out, I went out my front door. We have two double doors in the front. And when I pulled that door open, all of that oxygen and air rushed in, and the fire just ran up the stairs to just try to gravitate to that. And the fire inspector said if I hadn't jumped out, you know, of that front door when I did, I would have been, you know, incinerated with all of that stuff in that front area. So thank God we was able to get out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It literally chased you up the stairs. And then when you open that door, it just kind of engulfed. Yeah. Wow.
And it's so funny, sir, because I was preaching yesterday and I told the congregation, I said, I know where my fire extinguishers are, you know, because I'm the man of the house, and I service that kind of stuff. I make sure my family's protected. I service that stuff every month, make sure things are in their right place. But during that time, God snatched it from my memory bank, because if I had found the fire extinguisher, I would have raced back downstairs into what was actually coming upstairs.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just look at all the blessings that was in that, you know, it's like, wow, man, had I found that fire extinguisher, I'd have really tried to be Superman. So I'm glad that God grabbed that out of my memory bank, and I just ran out of the house, let the fire do what it was going to do.
Wow. And that was smart, because now, I mean, even though you lost everything, you still have your life. You could replace the things that you lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheryl, I'm out there in the middle of my neighborhood with shorts and a tank top on.
Wow.
In the middle of the fall.
I know. You don't think about all that stuff, though, when you
doing when that.
Wow. I am so
excited. And Cheryl, you know, I'm a pretty cute dude, but you know, I ain't no centerfold. You know, don't nobody really want to see me in my shorts and tank top.
It's good you can laugh about it now. It's good you can laugh. But you know, when you said something when you were speaking with Isaac Curry about the assuredness of your wife saying, you know, boo, I'm just glad you're great. I'm glad you're good. Because you're right. As a man of the house, you guys think differently. And you think, I just lost everything we had. And, everybody's going to be so disappointed, you know.
But what I was thinking. As the fire went up, I was thinking, oh, my goodness, you know, my wife's carpet, her beautiful walls and the finishes that she got, you know. So when she came to the scene, because she was at work, when she came to the scene, she was just knocking on doors like, where's my husband? Where's my husband? Before she even went to the house. And as soon as she found me, the first thing I looked at her and said was, babe, I'm sorry about your house. You know, she was like, boy, are you crazy? We're just glad we still have you. Wow. You know, so it was just a lot of things going on at that time and being stripped down to nothing. I mean, Cheryl, when you ain't got toothpaste, toothbrush, deodorant, you know, my wife's a real woman, so she need all her woman stuff, you know,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
I mean, you know how that goes. Yeah. I mean, she just cried when we had to go to the Mac store, you know, and I'm sure you can relate to that. I couldn't at all. I'm like, just buy some new stuff.
Yeah.
She's like, no, all of my stuff, my colors and my foundation and my brushes and I'm like, girl, but, you know, that meant something to her, you know, and just all of our stuff's just gone. But God has just immediately started to bless us and let us know that his hand is all up in that girl.
I know, that's right. And the good thing is that, you know, you still are working on this record. Talk a little bit about, I know you're coming to town, we're going to talk about that, but talk about how God has used your song, like, really though, God, like, you sing All Right Okay, and I've been saying to everybody ever since we've been playing it, regardless of what's going on, because the world seems a little dire right now, everything, Jay's reminding us that everything's all right okay. You got to eat your words.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's so funny how God, he knows all of this stuff that's coming up before we do. Mm-hmm. So months before, sometimes even years before the situation happens, he'll drop something in our spirit. And that's crazy because, you know, you're like, wow, God, how did you know I was going to need that particular verse at this moment 7 months later? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When I wrote it, it was just like, wow. So what this traumatic event has really, really prompted in my life is a lot of intimate time with God, a lot of quiet time. You know, once I put my wife to bed and my children to sleep, it's like I get to just kind of breathe and go, okay, God, what next? You know, you got me the leader of this household. Tell me what to do next. Show me what my next move is. And a lot of times before he even speaks, he's just like, listen to what I planted in you. Mm. Listen to the songs that I birthed into you, and that'll show you everything you need to do. And it's all over this GFG record, you know. Mm. Even in the All Right Okay song, you know, every smile and cry, you know, every hill and every valley. When I think of my life, I know somebody was looking out for me. I know somebody was there for me. I know somebody was praying for me. And that lets me know an affirmation that everything is going to be all right and okay.
Wow. Well, you're coming to the DMV on November the 9th, and we are excited about it. The Heavenly Sons Anniversary Celebration, they've got the Together as One tour with you, Vanessa, and Vicky. The guys are in studio now, even as we speak. They came to say, hey, welcome to our Praise 104.1 studio.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what up, Jay?
What up? Who was that?
This is Jerome, man. Heavenly Sons, man. Waiting for you to get here, man.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. How you doing, man? I can't wait to be with you guys. It's going to be a crazy time.
Oh, indeed, man. I can't wait, man. We all excited, man. And what we doing for you, if you didn't know, when we found out what happened with your situation, the lead singer in the group, which is Raymond, my brother, he said, you know what? Yeah. For every ticket that's been sold, we're going to donate $1 off of every ticket to you and your family.
Oh, man, look at that. Look at that, man. I really appreciate that. I mean, words just can't explain, man, efforts like what you guys are doing there. And so many others just sent us some nice emails and tweets and stuff. I thank you all for having our back, man. It's good to know when your brethren, especially your colleagues in ministry, can come to your rescue at a time like this, man. So I thank you guys, and I love you so much for doing that.
No problem, Jay. You know, they always talk about quartets and contemporary artists can't get along. Mm. And we, as being quartet artists, we want to show them that not only can we get along, that we love each other, genuinely love each other. And the Bible says, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, we are my brother's keeper. So we want you to know the quartet community is behind you 100%.
Isn't that
absolutely
good?
Absolutely, man. You know, I came up quartet.
I was going to say, they don't know your foundation.
Oh, definitely. I knew Mighty Marks Clark on all them. Yeah, we know. Definitely.
His dad started them out
Senior,
singing quartet.
I was raised by the Swanee Quartet and the keynotes and the violinaires.
Hey, Jay, God has blessed us, man. We got a record deal with 50/50 Music Group and Universal Records. So Yeah. I'm going to ask you, man, to sit in your heart if you can do a track on this new project we get
absolutely.
Ready to
absolutely. You know, we'd love to go back to some of them roots, baby, yeah. Give y'all a little yeah.
That'll be good. That'll be good. Listen, Jay, you know DC loves you. Can't wait to see you on the 9th. I've got to get there so I can hug you. When I got the news, I was like, like I wanted to be in Detroit. Like, I got to help him, you know? And so I can't wait to hug you. And, you know, Praise 104.1, this is your second home here in D.C. We got you covered, too.
Yes.
So, guys, pick up the ticket. Bless Jay. Everybody's been asking, what can they do? They've been sending all kinds of tweets and posting on our Facebook pages and all of that great stuff. Yeah. Come on out to this concert coming up on November 9th.
Thank you so much to all of my people in the DMV area, to Ron, my real sister, Cheryl Jackson, you and your husband, your lovely family, my crazy brother in the game, JC, all of y'all over there at the crew. I just love y'all so much, and thank you. Listen, and if you want to send me just a prayer or just a word of encouragement, you can always send it to pajam@sbcglobal.net. That's pajam@sbcglobal.net. And, of course, Cheryl, as you know, I'm all over internet with Twitter and Facebook and what's the other one? Instagram at Inside J Moss. That's where I'm at.
All right, bro. I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much. I'll call you later. I love you.
I love you too, sis. Thanks a million.
All right, guys. So coming up November 9th.
That's right.
J Moss, Vanessa Bell.
Let's get it on.
That thing is going to be crazy. And then you've got like a huge quartet concert that's happening that particular night as well. Talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, you know, with we wanted to do something different instead of doing the same general quartet. Mm-hmm. I got the idea actually from Pastor Jenkins, and they had Rance Allen and they had Spencer Tell and the Highway QCs, the Godfather Quartet, on Mother's Day, and it was phenomenal, Cheryl. Mm-hmm. The show was phenomenal. So we decided to get together and do something different. So we put quartet and contemporary on the same show because people might say, well, you know, I don't like quartet or I don't like contemporary. Mm-hmm. Well, how can you say you don't like contemporary and we serving the same God? Yeah. How can you say you don't like quartet and we serving the same God? We have the same message that Spencer Teller and the Highway QCs have, J Moss has.
Yeah.
So we want people to come and see that you might see Spencer Tell on the stage with J Moss that night. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an event that you don't want to miss, Cheryl. I'm telling you.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, the tickets are on sale at the National Church of God box office. The church, you could get it from there. Mm-hmm. Tell us where else you can get tickets. Give us the number.
You can get them from Blessed 24/7 on Central Avenue. You can also get them from Gospel Spreading Bookstore on Georgia Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And you can definitely get it from National Church of God where Pastor Lowry is the pastor. And Cheryl, they have just shown us so much love from Alan, who handles everything over there, Brother Ed Parks in the studio. He's a member of the church. And we are getting nothing but love from the National Church of God.
I love it. I believe this one's going to sell out. Going to sell out.
Yes, yes, Cheryl. And it won't be a success if you're not there.
Oh, I'm going to be there. Well, you know, I'm going
to
be there. I'm
I don't know if the Redskins lose tonight. I don't want you to get upset.
It doesn't matter. I'll make sure I'm in the house. Okay. I appreciate you guys. All right, guys. Also, log on to the website. We place the details there at praisedc.com. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, Cheryl. Y'all have a good evening.